we have a cell phone that works underwater. Because I'm under there often and I'm thinking I better talk to George, you know.
Hi, you're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway, a ministry of Back to the Bible Canada.
Ever meet someone with a mischievous twinkle in their eye? Jim and Jean Southworth are like that, and no one understands better that when tough times hit, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, even if it's coming from the headlights of a truck. About 5:30 one morning, Jim, Jean, and their three kids were sound asleep inside their house on a peaceful residential street. Their eldest son had just poured himself a drink of milk and headed back to bed. On a nearby hillside, the Curly's dairy guy rolled his van to a stop to make a delivery. When he returned, he watched in horror as his van took off on him. Down the hill it went, backwards, gathering speed. The van took out a maple tree, flattened some shrubs, and toppled a picket fence. Then it leveled the Southworth's front porch and crashed to a halt in their darkened kitchen. A year earlier, an earthquake struck, and Jim sat up in bed and yelled, "I think a truck hit the house." This time, he sat up and said, "It's an earthquake." But it was a truck. Jim tells me it was like a bomb went off. When they finally made it to the kitchen, Jean stood there crying over a spilt milk truck. Then she saw the slogan on the van staring out at her from the ruins, "Here comes Curly's." And Jean started to laugh. Her husband talked Curly's out of 3 gallons of ice cream. Jean wasn't so sure she wanted them delivering anything to her house ever again. After all, the front porch was totaled, the eating nook was toast, and the front door, well, no one quite knew where it was. Insurance covered the damage, and once the renovation was complete, they threw a party to celebrate the closing of an open house. 67 friends gathered. Guess who was among them? That's right. When the Curly's driver arrived, they had signs telling him where to park. Through the truck window, he served 8 flavors of ice cream. I asked Jean if they ever considered a lawsuit. "Never," she said. But we were surprised at how many wanted us to. When the story hit the city newspaper, we wondered why our reaction was newsworthy at all. That's the way it's supposed to be. We're followers of Jesus. We should practice love and forgiveness. If you visit in the Southworth home, as we have, you can't help but notice their love for God's Word. In it, they've discovered a top secret to responding when tough times come, a fantastic secret to the joy-filled life, gratitude. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 is one of their favorites. "Be joyful always. Pray continually. Be thankful in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." I don't know what has slammed into your life today, but I do know God's word to you, give thanks. God will cause all things to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. If something has crashed into your life, remember this: suffering and difficulty can be destroyers, or they can bring you a chance to rebuild. They can pull your family apart or bring them together. It all depends on your focus, on how you respond. No matter what happens, Jean told me, there's always something to be thankful for. In our case, God protected us. The truck could have easily come into our bedroom instead of the kitchen that morning. Besides, she laughs, my husband is a dentist. He's used to filling cavities. Jean says that Pulitzer Prize winners know what will be in their obituaries. At my funeral, she says, somebody's going to say something about the day we got creamed by a dairy truck.
Laugh Again with Phil Calloway is a ministry of Back to the Bible Canada. This month, we're featuring Phil's newly released book, When You Need a Good Laugh. Phil believes in making laughter a part of the everyday experience. By way of humorous and heartwarming stories, Phil addresses some of the issues that steal away the joy between friends and within the family. As readers learn to lighten their loads, they're encouraged to replace fear with faith, worry with prayer, and a frown with a smile. You can purchase your copy today for only $14 plus shipping and handling. Call soon and receive one of a limited number of personally signed copies. Call 1-800-663-2425. That's 1-800-663-2425. Or order online at laughagain.ca.